Red letter day for New York. Monty Potter is playing Five Nights at the City Center.
Who's Monty Potter?
You've never heard of the Potty Man? He's the crown prince of comedy filth.
Yeah, he's one of those comics that likes to shock his audience.
He's a cesspool with lips. He's not dumping on minorities and women. He's grabbing his crotch and talking to his Mr. Friendly.
What sort of lowlife would actually pay money to see someone like that?
Two tickets!
Third row center for the Potty Man. Read 'em. And weep.
Don't you just love a coincidence?
Oh yeah.
What, you don't like Monty Potter?
Not as much as I like sandpaper pantyhose.
Come on, you know, a lot of women find a risque humor a turn-on. Huh. I mean, most of the women I date would love to go to this concert.
Most of the women you date would love to be able to spell concert.
Forgive me if I just don't collapse in hysterical, uncontrollable laughter. Saving my laughter for tonight.
Well, now you know what kind of fans the Potty Man has.
Sure, women who hate themselves and their dates.
Riddle time. What does Ed McMahon have three of, Shelley Winters two of, and Bull Shannon one of?
Chins?
No, autobiographies.
Bull. Real deep, real hip, real bull.
Bull, how'd you get that book published?
Well, after 426 rejections, Random snapped it up.
Random House?
No, Random Author.
Random Author? They're one of those vanity publishing houses. Bull, how much did this cost you?
Only $11 a copy.
They said they usually charge Kurt Vonnegut 20.
Well, big authors don't pay to get their books published. Publishers pay them.
Gee, I'm glad I didn't take their movie deal. Sounds like I've been hoodwinked.
Depends. How many books did you buy?
Just enough to make the bestseller list.
Fellow.
That's Potty Man. And for your information, it was sick. It was crass. It was fantastic.
Could have saved yourself a few bucks if you had just stayed here and read the men's room walls.
I've already committed that to memory. Anyway, Potty Man's jokes were much better. Listen to this one.
Come on.
Listen. Why did God give women legs? So that when you're through with them, they can leave.
Isn't that great?
They can leave.
Degrading women doesn't make me laugh.
But you people lighten up. It's a joke.
How can an educated man like him laugh at such garbage?
An educated man like him wanted to make synchronized stripping an event at the Pan Am Games.
Well, here's something we don't see every day. Citizen's arrest.
Whoa, some hardened criminal cross against the light?
The story of the year.
Well, if that's all it is, must be a slow news day.
Who the hell they'd arrest? The mayor?
Nope, somebody bigger. Monty Potter.
The Potty Man?
In the flesh, your worship. Hey, how you doing?
Monty, care to make a statement?
Monty, how do you feel?
You mean, who do I feel?
What's going on?
What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Cassabas are in season. That's what's going on.
That's enough of that. Mr. Prosecutor, to what do we owe the pleasure of this special appearance by Mr. Potter this evening?
Okay, wait.
Apparently, during Mr. Potter's performance this evening, a crazed audience member jumped up on stage and made a citizen's arrest. He's claiming that Mr. Potter's act was obscene. Yeah, right.
Your Honor, as much as I am no fan of Mr. Potter's brand of humor, this case is unfounded. Should never have come before the court.
Hey, honey, if I want your help, I'll drop my drawers. You gotta give me a trial. This is about my right to free speech. The clown sat on me for a half hour screaming the holy roller crap in my ear.
Is the complainant in court?
That would be me, sir. The Reverend Lester Sinclair.
Oh, no, not this guy. I've seen him on TV. He wanted to retouch the Mona Lisa because she looked like she was thinking dirty thoughts.
In all my years of fighting obscenity, I have never encountered a more lecherous, immoral character than this sinner who stands before you.
Is he talking about Monty or Dan?
Monty Potter is a threat to all that is good and pure. He infects his audiences with his atrocious behavior.
Reverend, rather than playing to the 6 o'clock report, would you mind directing your comments to the bench?
I'm sorry, Your Honor, but I truly believe that the world should know about this.
Yeah, well, know about this. Gabriel, go blow your trumpet.
Heathen!
Huh, butt face?
All right. Much as I hate to interrupt this witty repartee, I don't want to hear another word out of either one of you. And if the prosecution has nothing to add but the occasional guffaw...
Sorry.
He cracks me up.
The people see no reason to pursue this case, sir.
All right, if there is nothing on which to base a decision...
Aha, but there is. The smoking gun. A transcript of tonight's performance, Potter at his filthiest.
You don't expect me to read this into the record?
Oh, what's the matter, Judge? No guts?
Your Honor, there's really no reason to hear this poop. Why don't you just dismiss the charges and everybody can go on home?
Ooh, the crack of the whip.
I'm sorry, Reverend, there's no way I'm going to read this.
Just go ahead and read it. I got nothing to be ashamed of.
Your mama does.
Well, if it will settle this matter and avoid wasting the court's time, I'll read it.
Ah, goody, I finally get to use my dirty keys.
So I met this broad in a bar, and she's got a great set of blankety blanks. She buys me a drink and tells me she's a dental hygienist. So I rinse and spit on her.
Oh, this is sick.
I know. Just hope I can remember it.
So I'm in this sushi bar, and I tell the little blankety-blank waiter that I like my fish cooked. He gives me this stupid stare like he don't know English or something, so I put my cigarette out on his tongue. Well, I think we get the gist of your humor, Mr. Potter.
I rest my case, Your Honor. Potter's act is one obscenity after another.
No, it's one blankety-blank after another. It's also inane, insipid, and witless, but that is not a judgment. That's a plea to get you people out of my court. Stupidity dismissed.
Okay.
Dismissed? Your Honor, this disciple of evil must be made accountable for his obscenity.
Hey, what about my rights? I want justice and this clown off my back. I want a ruling.
Sorry, fellas. The complaint department opens in the morning. Next case, Mac.
What a waste of time.
This is a travesty of justice. The devil has been released.
Well, you can't do this to me. If you don't rule, this cretin will never leave me alone.
Mr. Potter, there is nothing to rule on, and there is nothing more to discuss.
Oh, what's wrong, Judge? Afraid to have your name connected with a First Amendment case?
That's enough, Mr. Potter.
You're as spineless as every other jerk in this judicial system. What do they call you, Judge Jell-O?
That is more than enough, Mr. Potter. Now, either you clear out or I will have you held over on contempt charges.
Hey, Judge. kiss my blank.
Say the magic word, go to jail. Bull, lock him up.
Justice is truly ours.
Since you're going to holding, want a good book to read?
Say, you look like a woman who'd appreciate Monty Potter. Why is a chick like a guitar? Oh, because you can string her along, play her all night, and then lock her in the closet until you want to use her again. Funny stuff, huh? No sense of humor.
But a great sense of taste.
Then what, pray tell, do you find funny?
Pollyanna?
Well, I did get a giggle when I read Family Circus this morning. It had the little boy running into the house saying, Mommy, it's raining cats and dogs, and I just stepped in a poodle.
Got some messages here for you, sir.
More of the same.
Yeah, three bomb threats, offer to speak at two revival meetings, and an invitation to a Klan sock off.
Ever since I locked up the potty man, he's been nothing but trouble.
Oh, maybe you should let him out, sir. I think you've made your point.
I can't yet. It's almost like he wanted to be put in jail. I don't know. There's something strange about this whole thing.
Monty Potter's behind bars where he belongs. The hound of hell has been muzzled.
I think I just figured out what it is. The smoking gun. Reverend.
Get this, the filth busters, arm in arm.
No pictures.
Don't be self-conscious, Judge. Everyone's photogenic in God's eyes.
Reverend, I want to speak with you.
Be back in a minute.
You know, it's really amazing. Amazing that you were able to record Monty Potter's act and get it typed in so short a time.
I was blessed with an incredible typist.
Yeah, she was obviously blessed with the talent to type 8,000 words a minute.
Yeah, what are you implying?
You stopped the show at 8:30 and you were in my court by 9. Potter must have given you this material before the show.
That is preposterous. What could I possibly gain from that?
A little cash in the collection plate? Admit it. You and Potter stir up the press. He sells tickets, your donations go up.
That is an outrageous accusation and untrue. But if it were, is it prosecutable?
Oh, yeah. It's collusion. With a capital C, and that rhymes with P. And that stands for prison.
You can't threaten me. I am a minister.
By the way, Reverend, where exactly is your church? I thought I might like to attend a service.
Well, we don't exactly have services.
It's a post office box, isn't it?
A very big post office box.
You're a fraud, and I want you out of here. And if I ever hear you and Potter doing anything like this again, I'm going to share this conversation with your friends there. Get out of Dodge, Reverend.
God bless you, Your Honor.
Here he is, Your Honor.
Thanks, Bull.
Go easy on him. He appreciates good literature.
And they call me a menace to society. Wow.
So how are the accommodations, Mr. Potter?
Fine. Kind of like the solitude. You know, this is the first quiet time I've had in weeks, but I'm ready to get sprung. Now, I'm wondering if I'm sold out tomorrow night, too.
Well, with all the publicity you generated tonight, I imagine you are.
Then it was worth it.
Yeah. Pretty slick, the way you and the Reverend pulled this off.
He spilled it? Oh, jeez. You can't even trust a minister these days. You're not steamed?
Hell, no. I appreciate a well-thought-out public relations scam as much as the next guy.
You know, you're pretty hip, Judge. How about you and a date come by tomorrow, house seats?
Actually, I was hoping you might do your act for me right now. I got a packed room waiting for you out there.
Nah, I don't usually do freebies.
You know, this full house of yours tomorrow night isn't going to mean much if you're still locked up in a holding cell.
Gotcha. Lead on, your lordship.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Harry's Litigation Lounge. Tonight, held over until I say he can go, the comedy stylings of the one, the only, Potty Man.
Hey, how do you stop a fat broad from attacking you? Pretend you're a salad.
Monty, I forgot something.
Yeah. I was out the other night with this Iranian broad, right? And I'm walking down the...
Whoa.
What are you doing?
Just turning on the light so you can see your audience.
Hey, I don't need to endure this.
Well, hey, hit the mic all, honey. Where are you running off to anyway? The bars will be open all night for a working girl like you.
Chrissy, it's just a joke.
For your information, I'm going home to take care of my son. I'm sorry, Harry.
Well, don't be up.
Hey, pal, now we know why women get cramps, right? They deserve them. Anyway, it's great to be back in New York. I like to pick up chicks late at night. I got a great opening line. Don't scream or I'll shoot.
Violence isn't funny. It's sick.
Well, you know what? He doesn't really mean it.
Hey, pal, I'm a single. I work alone. Shut up. Hey, Judge, how about we kill the house lights?
How about you kill us with some of your jokes?
Ooh. All right, sister. Nice to see some black faces in the crowd. You know what it says to me? It says we better get more security around here.
Actually, I am security around here. And I prefer African-American to black. So go ahead, Potty Man.
Okay, fine. What do they call an African-American in a suit and tie? The defendant.
Roger, you know, it's...
I know, it's just part of the act.
Wait, you didn't like that one? All right, wait a minute, I got another one. What do you call an African-American in uniform?
A veteran?
Well, yeah, that too, but... Poetry time! Huh? And three blind mice, see how they run, see how they run. Now see them get my stinking job, cause it's hired a handicap week. See, it's funny. The blind guy laughed.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you look as stupid as you sound.
Hey, Judge, this isn't fair. I mean, my timing's all off, and this isn't my crowd.
Actually, this is your crowd, Monty. We found most of these folks waiting in line to buy tickets to tomorrow night's show.
Why are you persecuting me? I'm an entertainer. I give the audience what they want.
What you give them is a feeling of superiority over other people.
But it's satire.
No, Monty. Don't you see what's happening here? You're feeding off the dark side of people, man. And you know it's wrong. Because it can't take the light.
Oh, come on. It's... You people... It's all meant in fun.
Well, I think the Potty Man has learned to rationalize. Let's say goodnight to him, huh?
Yeah, well, I guess you think you made some kind of big point, huh, Judge?
Monty, if anyone made a point tonight, I would say it's you.
Oh, yeah, well, I got a big point for your mother next time I see your work in the corner. How do you like that?
All right, wait. You know something? I've been defending you all week long, saying that, well, he's just poking fun at cultural differences. But you're just a cheap shot artist and nothing more.
Yeah, you know why you don't like me? Because you're a homo. And all homos hate me.
I'm a what?
Oh, come on. It's obvious, pal. I mean, and anyone could see it. I mean, well, look at a suit. Right. Exactly. The poofy hair. Yeah, the only thing missing is a Judy Garland fan club button. I bet you even like show tunes. What?
I like show tunes. And I don't like you.
Well, gotta go. Bye.
Well, I don't know about you folks, but I've had enough fanaticism for one night, huh?
You're not gonna believe it! I found a partner to help me sell my books! Hear this, good people, and hear it now! This book is obscene!
Watching this My Time Marathon. Tune in for another tomorrow night at 6 p.m. But don't go anywhere. It's now time for TV Land's primetime lineup.
Hi.